It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 30th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It's been 6 months since the savage storm dubbed Sandy wrecked and flooded a stretch of the East. As people increasingly carry smartphones and internet-linked tablets with them with the same frequency folks once wore a wristwatch, how can digital devices help during an emergency? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
Moments after the Boston bombings, a lot of people turned to their smartphones to let family and friends know they were okay, using apps like Life 360. Chris Hulls is the company's CEO.
It was thousands and thousands of check-ins right after it happened. It was pretty interesting to see how people, the first thing they did after that happened and they were fine, was pull out the app and check in.
The Life 360 cell phone app lets you see family members' locations and send text messages and emails to them. The basic app is free, but users can pay for premium service like 24-hour personal support. Hull says the marketplace has gotten crowded as events like Hurricane Sandy and the Sandy Hook school shooting showed people the need for emergency apps.
The fact that we have an always-on internet and location-enabled device in our pockets, it's kind of just clicked for everybody.
Everybody from USC to the Red Cross is developing emergency apps. The market in the U.S. is estimated to be worth $1 billion and growing as schools, businesses, and other institutions look to buy emergency apps.
Siren is a software company that connects individuals like you to first responders and first responders to each other so that when you need help, it gets there faster.
Paul Rahner is the founder of Siren GPS, an emergency app that's coming soon. It will also be free, but will charge for special services. Rahner says his app can save precious minutes in an emergency situation.
Right now, when you call 911, you have to tell them who you are, where you are, and what's wrong. We're sending them information with your call, and it makes that response that much faster.
That's why emergency apps will likely become as common a feature as Google Maps on smartphones, says Dr. Kevin Thomas. He directs the healthcare emergency program at Boston University's School of Medicine.
It wouldn't surprise me if smartphone makers in the future don't incorporate these as part of the standard package.
Apple has filed a patent for an emergency app for its iPhone. Next, the challenge will be to prevent cell phone service from crashing, like it did during Hurricane Sandy, so those emergency apps can actually work. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
There's new research noting a loose link between social media likes and obesity. The open-source peer-reviewed journal PLOS ONE has a study suggesting that people who assign social media likes to pursuits involving physical activity might be thinner than people who assign a lot of likes to sedentary activities, such as watching TV shows.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, offering tools to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
In developing countries, some entrepreneurs charge cell phones by driving a generator with a bicycle. Now there's Voto, a unit that turns fire into electricity. It would work on a camping trip as well. Popular Science reports it's a fuel cell that uses what's been described as reverse photosynthesis to convert biofuel on the barbie into something that can charge an electronic device. And you're sitting there in the restaurant thinking this stir-fried amaranth with ginger sure is tasty. How can I make it at home? An Asian food company set up a system in Sweden where diners can snap an Instagram photo of what's on their plate at the restaurant, and they'll get back a recipe and links to pictures of ingredients. The system uses humans who analyze the photos. Fast Company reports it's a little slow. Many queries go in, but only about one recipe a day gets posted. Hey, what does this stuff look like to you? I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.